Hello, faithful Fish Report listeners. Across the bay, the total run is just under 2 million fish. Half of those are in the Nooshigak District. Registration numbers are going up in the Naknek-Quijack. We also have an update on COVID-19 cases. It's Sunday, June 28th. I'm your host, Izzy Ross.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association. Ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
You better hold on when I'm fishing. It's going to be crazy on board.
Let's get down to it on this Sunday afternoon. On the west side, the run in the Nooshigak District has reached 1 million. That's half of the total run across the bay, which is at 1.9 million. The fleet in the Nooshigak District hauled in 165,000 fish yesterday. There were about 200 sockeye per drift delivery. That brings the total harvest to 502,700 so far this season. Breaking that down by fishing effort, the drift fleet has harvested 64%, Nooshigak set netters have harvested 27%, and Igushik set netters have harvested 8%. The reported king salmon harvest was 535 for a cumulative of 2,800. Escapement across the district was 66,640 yesterday. Cumulative escapement is now at 538,700. Looking at those numbers by river system, the Nooshigak River sonar counted 27,200 sockeye yesterday. Total escapement there is just under 270,000. It counted 2,060 Chinook for a total king escapement of 27,200 so far this season, and 3,400 chum passed for a cumulative escapement of chum at 30,200 in the Nooshigak. The Wood River Tower counted 14,500 fish as of 6 a.m. this morning. Daily escapement yesterday was 38,300. The total is now almost 272,000. Over in the Igushik, the crew counted 2,150 fish as of 6 a.m. this morning. Daily escapement yesterday was at 1,130. So far this season, 13,600 fish have escaped up the Igushik. No daily catch from Togiak. The total harvest there is at 914. Over to the east side now. After a relatively big haul on Friday, the Naknek-Quijack's catch yesterday was 22,000 fish. The total this season stands at 259,700. It averaged 44 sockeye per drift delivery. Total harvest from the district is now 259,700. The district's drift fleet caught about 70% of that. Naknek set netters caught 24%, and Quijack set netters caught 7%. Escapement across the district yesterday was at 33,600. That brings the total escapement to 105,800. In the Naknek River, 33,500 escaped yesterday for a total of 105,500. Over in the Quijack, just over 100 fish escaped yesterday, bringing that total to 380. No escapement numbers from Alagnak yet. No harvest numbers from Igigik yesterday. The cumulative catch there is at 350,000. Drifters caught 87% of that, and set netters caught 13%. Escapement yesterday was 9,600 for a total escapement of 144,000. The in-river estimate is 20,000, and the total run in Igigik is now 514,000. No daily catch numbers from Ugashik. The total harvest there is at 9,000. The drift fleet caught 60% of that, and set netters caught 40%. The first escapement numbers are in from Ugashik. Yesterday, 996 fish went upriver there. The in-river estimate is 15,000, and the total run is now 25,000. At the Chicnik Weir, 4,150 sockeye passed through yesterday. 6 Chinook passed, and 6 Pinks passed. As of 9 a.m., no sockeye have passed the weir. No Chinook had passed either. The total sockeye run so far is at 59,612 this season. The Chinook run stands at 48. At this point in 2018, the sockeye run was around 89,000 fish. While this year's total run is about 30,000 lower than in 2018, the late run is higher, 1,575. The early run is at 58,037. Due to limited participation, the South Peninsula harvest from yesterday is confidential and was not included in the harvest report. Today, as it stands, the fleet hauled in 1.6 million pinks to date. The sockeye catch is at 311,000. The Chinook harvest is at 2,630. Chum are at 451,600. And the coho catch is 243. The set net drift and seine fleets there are coming to the end of their multi-day opener. That opener ends at 10 p.m. this evening. It started on Thursday morning. We're going to turn to permit registration now. A total of 1,538 permits are fishing on 1,196 vessels as of 9 a.m. this morning. 342 of those are D-boats. Those numbers go up to 1,603 permits on 1,243 vessels at 9 a.m. on Tuesday. There will be 359 D-boats across the bay. The majority of permits are still in the Nooshigak. The district has 43% of total permits across the bay. 671 permits are on 512 vessels. 158 of those are D-boats. Those numbers go up a bit on Tuesday at 9 a.m. The district will have 674 permits on 514 vessels. There will be one more D-boat, bringing the count to 159. A quarter of the total permits are in Igiyik, where 409 permits are fishing on 318 vessels. 91 of those are D-boats. On Tuesday at 9 a.m., those numbers go up to 424 permits on 332 vessels. There will be one more D-boat on Tuesday, bringing it to 92. The Naknek-Quejek doesn't have the most permits or vessels. About a quarter of the fleet is fishing there, but it is seeing the biggest increase on Tuesday. There are 393 permits on 309 vessels in the district. The permit numbers go up by 47 to 440 permits. The number of boats goes up by 31, bringing Tuesday's boat count to 340. The number of D-boats goes up pretty substantially as well, from the current 84 to 100 D-boats on Tuesday. In Togiak, there are 34 permits on 34 vessels. Those numbers stay the same on Tuesday. And wrapping things up, in Ugashik, there are 31 permits on 23 boats, 8 of which are D-boats. Those numbers stay the same on Tuesday at 9 a.m. No stations were fished at the Port Muller test fishery yesterday. The Ocean Cat returned from Station 8 to Port Muller overnight for a medical. Vessel personnel between the two boats have been adjusted, and they are ready to fish at the first opportunity that weather permits. As of yesterday evening, the boats were pinned down near Port Muller with measured winds of over 30 knots on the back deck. Conditions near Port Muller improved overnight and into the morning, but offshore conditions are forecast to deteriorate afternoon. After all, it is 2020, that's from Scott Rayborn, who works with the test fishery. The crews are attempting to fish as many stations as possible today. The third stock composition estimates from June 24th and 25th are available. Port Muller sampled 750 fish from stations 4 through 22. The majority of the fish from the sampled stock are headed to Igiyik at around 35%. 22% are headed to the Naknek, 19% to the Wood, 12% are going to the Nooshigak, 6% are going to the Quejek, and 1% are headed to Ugashik. No samples have been collected since the ones for which results were released yesterday. The earliest samples would come ashore Monday or Tuesday and be analyzed midweek this upcoming week. Before we wrap up today, a quick look at new cases of COVID-19 in Dillingham. There was one new case of COVID-19 reported in Dillingham on June 27th. That's yesterday. The person who tested positive is a seafood worker and a close contact of the 12 OBI seafood cases announced on June 22nd. The case was identified as part of their employer's quarantine and testing protocol, according to the city of Dillingham. The company tested all workers before they traveled to Dillingham and then twice during quarantine. The city said that all workers who tested positive were asymptomatic when they were tested and are currently being treated by the company medic. The person has been moved into separate isolation facilities within the company's closed campus, and contact tracing has begun. The city also said the company is putting additional sanitation protocols into place. There are currently no hospitalizations in the Bristol Bay region due to COVID-19. That is all for the numbers edition of the Fish Report on this Sunday afternoon. We're going to take a look at the weather, and we're going to pass it on to some music after that. Small craft advisory in the Bristol Bay marine weather forecast today. South wind at 20 knots, seas at 3 feet. Tonight a southwest wind at 20 knots, seas at 5 feet. Looking ahead to Monday, southwest wind 25 knots, seas at 6 feet, and those conditions continuing into Monday night. In the marine weather forecast from Port Hyde to Cape Sarachef, a small craft advisory today as well over there. West wind 20 knots, seas at 4 feet. Tonight a southwest wind at 25 knots, seas at 8 feet. And those conditions will be continuing into Monday and Monday evening. In the tidal forecast at Nooshigak at Clark's Point, low tide at 4:22 p.m. at 2 feet. High tide at 10 p.m. at 17.1 feet. At the Naknek River entrance, low tide at 4:56 p.m. at 1.8 feet, high tide at 9:52 p.m. at 17.2 feet, and at the Igigig River entrance, low tide at 3:17 p.m. at 2 feet, high tide at 8:41 p.m. at 13.5 feet. If you'd like to reach out to us about anything, email fish@kdlg.org. You can also call 842-2200. Good afternoon, good fishing, and see you back here tomorrow.